Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, sex therapists and patients, and those who ought to be patients or need more patience, civilians and police. All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an A, women? I want to welcome you to the womb room, baby. Where it's warm inside of Bonoboville, LAX. Thank you for joining us, those of you who are here in studio, as well as those of you who are out in cyberspace. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. And captains. Hello, testing captain. Test.
I am in the back, in the engine room.
Yes, you are in the stern, in the caboose, is that correct?
I'm supervising our communication systems.
All right, well that looks like fun. All right, well we are communicating currently live on the air on the Dr. Susan Block Show. And, yeah, if you're listening to us live or watching us live, as opposed to in the archives of the future, when this will be history, it's been a rough week in America. Well, actually, it was a rough day yesterday. Really, really, really bad, bad day. So I want to get it out of the way and kind of, deal with it. My own feelings, I guess, you know. Right, Captain Max? We have to deal with our feelings. And I gotta say, it was feeling horrible, you know. It was a lot of violence. And yet, it's not surprising with the incitement of violence that goes on in the whole world. Because we're in this, still in the clutches of this killer ape mentality, kind of our common chimp side that we just flaunt and destroy through. But it's especially pronounced here in the great U.S. of A. Yes, indeed. Yes, that we celebrated, like, oh, I think we got rid of all the red, white, and blue, but we did celebrate the birthday of America, you know, which, of course, you celebrate with firecrackers, and it's so much fun. I love firecrackers. And the key is that they're fake guns. They're not real, right? And then there are the real ones. And so that's the other reason it's not surprising, because there are so many of them here in America, in people's closets, in their living rooms, I mean, in kitchens and in cafeterias. They want to bring them into schools. Are they bringing them into schools in Texas? You know, everywhere. So, you know, we've got police who are armed like the army. I mean, okay, they're police. They need some arms, you know. I remember the days when the bobbies in the UK just carried bats. But they are stockpiling these weapons, and they're being given weapons, of course, by the military, you know, when they tanks and things. And then there's the civilians who all have weapons. Everybody's got weapons. I mean, the police are killing people at just traffic stops. And interestingly, both of the people that they killed the other day had weapons. Not that they used them, and they didn't. Then they had legal weapons. And so everybody's got weapons. Everybody's armed to the teeth. Yeah, and certainly that sniper who learned to use his weapons in Afghanistan and then mowed down some police, he was using some weapons, all legally gotten. And I'm not trying to do a kind of soap opera or soapbox, as maybe it is a soap opera, but a soapbox about gun control. Although I believe it's not necessary for people to have all these automatic weapons and semi-automatic weapons. Wow. That got a laugh. No. Everything okay back there? What's going on? I want to know.
I have no idea. I will go back there.
What is going on? I'm going to light a sparkler for my lost humans. A lot of lost humans.
Sorry about
the other
that.
Day.
Hey guys, you got.
Yeah, what's going on? What's so funny? What's so funny?
There's nothing really funny. There's just stoned little engineers.
Well, I just want to know. There must
That's
be something.
What's going on back there.
Just laughing at nothing?
Laughing at nothing.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Hello. So there's a little old lady.
A little old lady. She's
being
down the street. Yeah, and a cop
pulled over by a cop. Already it sounds very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
And she says, the cop pulls over and says, "Man, you haven't been drinking, have you?" And she says...
He says, "Man," to the little old lady?
Ma'am.
Oh, ma'am, okay.
"You haven't been drinking, have you?" And she says, no, I haven't. He says, "Okay, there's no weapons or anything in the car." And she goes, "Actually, sir, there is." And he says, "Oh, there is? Well, what do you got?" She says, "Well, I got a .22 in my purse, I got a 9 under the seat, I got a .45 in the glove compartment, and I got a shotgun in the back." He goes, "Ma'am, what are you so afraid of?" She says, "Not a goddamn thing."
Okay, I guess all the rednecks laugh. And you could be any color to laugh at that. I don't know. Why is it I don't find that funny? But, you know, hey, I'm glad everybody laughs. And, you know, there's lots of people driving around with guns and all in their cars. And yeah, little old ladies, little old men, blind people. What was that? Some blind people can now carry guns somewhere?
Up in some state.
They made it legal for blind people to carry guns. I guess it's funny. It is.
That's funny.
It's funny. Yeah. I mean, I actually laughed when I heard that for the first time. But a little old lady having a gun or several guns, it's I don't know if that's funny anymore to me. You know? And I don't agree that she's not afraid of a goddamn thing at all.
Actually, the British comedian Jeffrey says, what are you all afraid of with all these guns in your house? You must have a lot of enemies.
Exactly. Exactly. That is a sign of, number one, severe Who's after paranoia. You? And number two, kind of, you know, penis size issues. All right. Well, thank you for sharing the joke. I appreciate that because you guys laughed so loud. We had to hear it. So, you know, yeah, it's a joke. I guess it's a joke when people get killed too, right? Yeah. Is it? Is that what it is?
I'm sorry. I wasn't ready to.
No. I know. I'm not asking you. Oh, okay. Actually, you are dismissed. You're fine. Right, you did well. You told the joke with reasonable humor. Got some people to laugh. I guess I'm asking my captain who wanted to talk about this tonight. So, yes, we have a crazy gun nut friend who moved to Texas because you can have as many guns as you want over there. He can keep all his guns there.
Yeah, well, the one thing about this shootout down there, they're very lucky because both the bad guys and the good guys had guns.
Right, which is what Trump is
always recommending. So they spilled a lot of blood, the good guys and the bad guys, you know. And the NRA is always with these, if there was a good guy there, you know. Or Jeffrey, the comedian, said, you know, what are you going to do with your automatic rifle when they bulldoze your house down? You ain't doing shit. Yeah.
So, yeah. Test. Am I still on?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I can't hear in my headphones. Whoops.
It's your headphones then.
My headphones cut out. So, whoa, and it just went, wee. Okay. I feel like I'm on an oral roller coaster. That's A-U-R-A-L. But hopefully it'll be an O-R-A-L roller coaster soon. Because I'm trying to segue from this summer of blood to the summer of love.
Oh yeah.
You know, because yeah, is this short in my speaking or is it just in my headsets?
It's in your headsets.
Okay, how about giving me another set of headsets? Now. This is it. All right. So Bonoboville is just tuning in tonight, brothers and sisters, and if you're listening to us live. I can't hear myself on my headphones right now, but we're going to get there any moment. Oh, there we go. There we go. And yes, we got it. Yeah. Okay.
You got it?
We got it.
Okay.
I got it. I'm good. I've got it just in time to, segue from the summer of blood, which is what this feels like with Orlando. Or maybe it's just the media. And it is a very media-driven violence that's going on. It always is with these mass murderers who love the attention. And it is a form of exhibitionism. Mm-hmm. There is always some level of sexual frustration going on in these creatures, including the cops who kill like this. There is a level that should be dealt with through sex education. Certainly the levels of sexual confusion and frustration were obvious in the Orlando shootings. And these may be a little less obvious, but yeah, you know, are we going to make the war or make it the love, brothers and sisters? Love. We're going to make it the love. I mean, that's the choice. You know, you can pick up your guns and go shooting. People are doing that. And it's becoming like a career choice almost, you know. I guess you can't put it on your resume because you're dead after. But, you know, it's like, I think I'm going to shoot up a bunch of people. I'm going to make a name for myself. It's like the resume of longevity, of posterity, a very evil, sinister posterity. You know? So let's honor our bonobo side. Let's make like bonobos, not baboons, and try to turn this summer of blood into a summer of love. Some kind of summer of love. Different kinds of love. It's true. There are all kinds of love. And there's sexual love, and there's just loving your neighbor and feeding the hungry and saving the bonobos and hugging someone who needs a hug, you know. And then there's hot sexual love. Are we ready to segue into the hot fires of desire? Have we had enough of the rivers of blood that are streaming through America? And are we ready to light the fire of Bonoboville with the return of... Whoa! It's not lighting. Yeah! Savannah Fire! Yeah! Savannah Fire! Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Whoa. Here she is. Come on up to the bed, Savannah Fire. Woo. Can we have a hand?
Yeah. You gotta have two hands, three hands.
Of the fire goddess. And you don't have your microphone. Need your microphone. You know what? They might turn it on. Could they turn it on?
Check.
Let me hear.
Hello.
Louder.
Hello.
Louder. Turn it up.
Turn it up. Okay. So now you're on. And how are you doing? You're turning me into a pyromaniac. Yeah. So why do you call yourself fire?
It's hot, right? Yeah.
And so are you. That is true. It is hot and so are you. I mean, do you like fire especially or just
no.
because of the desire connotation?
The desire. Yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah, you're not.
You got to get up to that microphone.
I don't
like
know. It's not really working.
Yeah.
You got to kiss that microphone.
It's just like you're gonna, you know what
and
you do when you do that.
Kiss it, baby.
Right?
Is the familiar voice of Jackie Blue.
Hi.
Jackie Blue
back
is
again.
Back. Yeah, and back in Bonoboville. And you are back in Bonoboville after a little hiatus. You were here at the climax of, actually the climax of April, right before, it was the eve of Masturbation Month. It was April 30th. And of course, the show goes till midnight. And so you had this amazing climactic orgasm that just brought us into Masturbation Month, and of course you did it through masturbating.
Yes, it was a great way to start off.
Yes, absolutely. With the Hitachi magic wand, the trusty Hitachi that we know and love, and that has a short kind of...
It needs an extension cord.
Really okay. I will just let my tech department know right off the bat that we are going to need an extension cord for Mr. Hitachi. Do you identify Hitachi as a male or a female or gender neutral?
There you go, gender neutral.
Gender neutral.
I call mine Bob.
Bob.
Battery operated boyfriend.
Bob.
Oh, there you go.
Where's Bob?
Okay. Well, you're going to have to come around with that. Here he is. Unseen Abe. Oh, that's good. He hands it to the guest. And as I recall, not only did you do a great job of, bringing us into Masturbation Month, but you're also very helpful with tech things. And I'm just not sure what all of this is. This looks like a good sort of heavy-duty extension cord, and I think it might connect to this if someone unplugged it. You know, that's a key. That's a key right here. All right, so Sky is getting up. No, you're not getting up to help me. You're getting up to abandon me in my hour of need.
Okay,
all
we're
right.
going to get some. So we're going to get
anyway,
a...
Anyway,
it's
not immediate.
Technical difficulties.
We don't need to have it right away. We're just
okay.
getting ourselves, you know, technically prepared.
Getting
right.
acclimated.
Acclimated.
Yes.
Because we have a lot to talk about. You
yes.
are...
get that microphone next to your lips.
I need to, like, eat it.
Yeah, you need to eat it, baby.
You need to be, like, a singer, you know.
There, now
sing
you sound
blues.
Good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. So, you told me that you want to become a sex therapist.
I'm very interested in sex education.
And sex education.
Sex therapy. It was my favorite subject in college. My degree was in psychology, but I loved human sexuality, so it's something I really want to get into.
And you went to University of Maryland.
Yes.
Right. And you studied psychology. And then how did that segue into Webcam Girl?
It was more like I was looking for something part-time that I could do from home. And I was like, I think this would be really fun and exciting.
Yes.
And I've always been a pervert. I never thought of making that my career, though.
Yeah. Would
but
you
it
say
it
is your
out.
Career?
Absolutely. Now
well,
it is.
I mean, considering...
I'm a professional pervert, maybe?
A little bit earlier, I was just talking about people making a career of being a mass murderer. I think it is true that people are doing that. I think it's just absolutely evil and reprehensible. And I think it's great to make a career out of webcam communications. And being a webcam girl is certainly communicating. Absolutely. And so you've been camming back and forth with various people, and what's your most common subject that you're requested to do or say? Probably mostly do.
I would have to say the most common thing is really fetish, but I mean, there's so many different fetishes, but that's still the most popular thing is, like, people don't just want sexy or whatever, they want something specific, feet or role play or cosplay or something like that, something specific.
Oh, and what role do you play best?
I like being like, I'm not a dominant person, but I like the roles that it's like I'm mommy or I'm in charge or I'm like the teacher, that kind of thing. And I get
right,
into that.
Right. I saw that you feature yourself very often as a MILF.
I am.
You're a MILF, even though you kind of look like you're in graduate school. But there could be a MILF in graduate school. You know, they're young mothers nowadays. Well, at any time. What do you mean nowadays? There's always
what, you're only
mothers.
What, 25, right?
Thank you. in porn, anybody over 30, actually even 28 is considered a MILF, but I'm 35.
You wear it very well.
Thank you.
I mean, there's different levels of MILF, and you are certainly the, you know, the mommy who drops the kids off at school and then has sex with, you know, the
pool boy.
The pool boy, sure. That's a good one. I was going to say the pizza boy, but the pool is sexier in a way. You know, if you like water. Oh, we have actually the technician. You could, you know, how about the wire guy? Right. Okay. So now we have the wire guy who got everything all wired up. So we're totally ready. We're totally ready for this. Yeah. So this is like a, let's turn it on. We're going to experiment. This is not any kind of
this is just a
this
test.
This is a test. Okay. It is working. Right. Did you want to test this on your hand just?
God, I love that.
I found this. It was up my butt.
You found? I wish I could find one of those up my butt.
Yeah, this is Buck Angel's sword of pleasure. You know who Buck Angel is?
Oh, I know who Buck Angel is.
I probably should, but I don't.
Yes. Okay, class. Who knows who Buck Angel is? If you're a sex educator, you should. Yes, Jackie Blue.
Oh, I know Buck Angel. Yeah.
Okay.
He's one of the most famous female to male
trans men.
I guess porn actors. He's what he just turned 54, I believe, and he's still doing it.
Hey, there's something to be said for the mature performer. Oh yeah, and looking good. And yes, he was on this show a while ago, and I met him actually at Sex Week at Yale, where he did a master's tea. And this is, you know, they ask, what happened to your penis? Well, here it is. Yeah. So he's fantastic.
I carry it with me wherever I go.
All right. Absolutely. So everything works, and we have the Hitachi, which is...
I think it works.
Yeah. Do you like to have the Hitachi on your boobs?
I do.
You do?
I do that sometimes.
Oh, that's cool.
My nipples are definitely sensitive.
We should definitely...
They don't call it a magic wand for nothing.
We should definitely put a condom on this Hitachi. It is a used, you know, kind of vehicle. So I actually have some brand new condoms. Oh! That I got from Asect. And yes, you're going to be a sex therapist one day. You're probably going to want to take some courses or go to one of their conferences.
That would be great.
I just came back from their conference where I gave a talk on the bonobo way. And so, well, you want to open this?
Mm.
What is groove? Well, you know, we could find out. I think it's... something special. I wanted to surprise myself with whatever it is. So we're going to open it here. The Trojan Groove. And you certainly need to have some groovy fingernails to open these things. That's for sure. Which you do have. Yes, indeed. You've got the fingernail fetish covered right there.
I usually like them shorter for women.
Uh-huh.
But...
yes, very nice and lilac. We kind of clash. I'm in the green and black, and you're in the purple.
Purple today.
Purple, but, you know, after an agua, it'll match beautifully. But you do match the Trojan.
This is how you open a Trojan box? What is that, a box?
Yeah.
This is how you do this at home.
This is an important part of the bonobo way for humans. Is latex. Sometimes you got to use it. So there you go. So this is a Trojan Groove, and it's 2 times better lubrication. So they're not really, you know, like being too hyperbolic about it, like saying 10 times or something. Just 2 times. As good as the other thing, whatever that is. Lubricated. Okay, so we're going to put a condom.
We got lots of lube, I guess.
It means it's kind of greasy.
I have coconut oil in my purse if you need some.
Now you see.
Well, you know what?
Coconut oil is not good with condoms.
Exactly. It will break them.
Coconut oil is good when you're barebacking with someone you are fluid bonded, even though that's not a.
It's very wet.
It is a wet one. Ooh, okay. Wow. And so there it goes. They said it was lubricated. And there it is.
Now we got it.
And there it is. All right. So now we have to kind of stand it up so it doesn't get all over your nice dress. And we could use, here's a napkin. How about that? So we're going to kind of find a pussy to hold it in place right there.
I don't want to ask, but who makes these greasy things?
Trojan.
Trojan?
Trojan. See, Max, you know, he's with a woman with such a wet pussy that he doesn't want too much lube. We don't use condoms, honey. So, you know, but people that do use condoms, they can be drying. And, you know, they dry up the vaginal fluids. And certainly the anus is not a self-lubricating organ. So some level of lube is great, is needed, especially,
sure,
you know.
It sure does come in handy.
It does, it does. So this is for people that like a lot of lubey-dooby, right? Lubey-dooby-dooby. All right. So there's a lot of murmuring going on here in Bonoboville. But I guess, there's some new people here and some different things moving in space. Bonoboville is on the move. It's summertime. And lots of changes are going on. So, you know, if you're interested, check us out. Give us a call. I'm going to give out the phone number. How about that? 310-568-0066. That's 310-568-0066. So you're a bonobo gal, right?
I am.
Yeah, you love bonobos. You started reading my book, which is good.
I did.
You know, I'll have to give you a spanking with it for not finishing
finish
it. But,
I
know you're a bonobo gal. And why do you love bonobos?
I was, you know, thinking of all the things that you were talking about with what's going on. And I always think to myself about how we could be more like them. They're peaceful and they're sexual, which I think that all ties in together. That's why they're so peaceful.
Yes, you can't shoot a machine gun while you're shooting the gun between your legs. I mean, it doesn't go together. So there is a correlation there. And these are two very, very strong drives, the sex drive and this drive to lash out, to be violent, to harm.
Well, that's what Freud had said, too, basically.
Exactly.
Those are two basic desires.
Yes, yes. And I do think Freud had a point there, although I think he was a little wrong about women having penis envy. I think guys have penis envy of other guys. You
big
know.
Time.
I can see that.
And you can call us at 213-291-9497. Actually, we do, as therapists, help a lot of guys with penis envy and penis issues, penis humiliation feelings, penis, you know, frustrations of all kinds. And it's such a basic bottom line thing. And I do feel that a lot of, you know, these shooters are young males, whether they're cops or civilians or they were in Afghanistan. Of course, when you're taught to kill, then it's more likely.
We've been killing for a generation. It's really shameful. You know?
Yeah. And taught really early.
We execute
18-year-olds are taught.
No trial, no nothing. You know, and we just execute them, especially black people.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's just so
shameful. The police
shameful.
Is totally out of hand, totally. So you know, we might live in a democracy, but that's not a democratic organization there at all.
No, and I have hope. I am a hopeful, optimistic bonobo kind of gal, that we are moving towards a more bonobo future, that maybe because we have these, you know, these weapons. These are weapons. I mean, they're kind of, you know, they're kind of shackles that imprison us in a way, and I kind of hate these things, cell phones. But I'll tell you, one of the reasons we got so galvanized is because that woman took a video of what happened to her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And so we see what's going on, because
And that happens every day, every day.
Well, exactly.
You know, they kill about 1,200 citizens, mostly black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's
all lives matter.
Well, yeah, all the lives, but it is mostly black. So
yeah, but
you know,
are the blacks
that's why
that are getting the
that's
the
why
pounding
it's kind of like I do agree that all lives matter, and certainly my life the fuck matters, you know. I mean, really, but and people I know, you know. But let's just say there's an overabundance of black people getting shot in these ridiculous manners. So, you know, that's why it's necessary to kind of call this out. But yeah, I mean, I felt awful watching those police being killed, and I kind of am not, you know, I'm kind of very police critical, but you know, it's just awful for anybody to face that bullet, you know, and this is what we face with all the encouragement.
Well, but you just can't keep killing people without, at a certain point, there's going to be retribution.
Well, yeah, I said the chickens.
You just can't have
that
kind of violence and that kind of killing and that kind of bloodshed, and just watch and say nothing or do nothing.
Oh, Ikor, hello. Hey, happy birthday. Hey, you want to come on, or you? Oh, you just. Oh, I thought you were saying something.
Yeah, I was just saying that.
Okay, but you have to talk on a microphone, or else I get very strained and tense.
Jackie Blue.
Okay.
Sure. Well, I was just speaking on it's like, as far as the officers are concerned, are you that in fear of your life to hold that you already have a gun on somebody? This man is with his woman and his child.
Yeah.
Do you think that he's going to go out that crazily with his woman and his child right there, and he's in the passenger seat,
and shoot you
to just give up on life like that, and his child is in the back seat? And it's, I mean,
these guys are gangsters.
You stop this gentleman, this family.
You know, I don't have much respect for the police anywhere in the world.
You stop them for
those are the enforcers of the system.
And so, I mean, all the officers, are your lives are in that much fear of a man like me? Over 90% of the time, we're not even thinking about no violence towards you, towards the race of white people, or anything of that nature. You know, we're not even thinking of that nature. You know, so it's like the things that that the other races are scared of in our community, we deal with the same shit too. We deal with the same fear as well. You know, I got a fear for my life, somebody shooting me. You know, from my own race to other races to the police officers. I got to deal with that every single day that I wake up and leave out of my house or in my house. So imagine to feel that way, but we still walk around with smiles on our faces. We still walk around with love in our hearts. We still walk around and come into buildings like Bonoboville and deal with the different races of people. I, as a black man, am standing for my race right about now, you know, and I'm standing up for that. And I have no discrimination against other races, but what do we do so wrong in this history or to whatever to deserve this many years of this punishment? I mean, what the fuck? Damn.
Yeah. Wake up. Yeah, it's a great.
Think about it.
There's a lot of unfairness in the world. So there's nothing that has been done by you or by any of these people.
All the marchings, all the political activists, all the power to the.
We need to expose it, which is why.
Eventually,
we are exposing it.
It's only so much I'm going to let you just like do something to me. I'm not going to let it get that far, first of all. It's going to stop at the initial, you know what I mean? But it's only so much you're going to do to a person, no matter what race you are or whatever. It's only so much you're going to allow to take. Eventually, it's going to be some retaliation in some shape, form, or fashion. Just know that.
No, well, it's terrible. And there it's terrible. Was, violence brings and violence always, was. Everywhere.
Because eventually, I mean, we got, I mean, I have a son, you know, a black young man. I have brothers. I have, sisters with children. I mean, come on. I got to be in fear all my life for all of these people because of this situation right here.
Yeah.
I mean, I've dealt with it several times. I got over $36,000 worth of stories to tell you just alone and finances with the law. I don't speak about it throughout my days.
One of the victims had been stopped 52 times in 3 years. That's probably me.
That's probably me. Serious. And just in one city. And I was working every last one of those $36,000+ that was taken out of my pocket. I was at work in one city, Manhattan Beach, that whole Torrance area, at work. And they took that much money out of my pocket within 3 years time. So that was like I was working for nothing every day, working for nothing, getting stopped for the most craziest things, going to jail for wearing the earplugs in my ears, things of that nature, you know. Get my car taken away just because I got earplugs in my ears. Just give me a warning and say, take one out. Come on. But anyway, it's about Bonobo. It's about all this beauty.
It's about what you're talking about. It is. And I didn't want to interrupt because it is about what you're talking about. And I want you to share your experience.
It's so many more from childhood to now. It hasn't stopped. So and that's just me alone. So imagine the multitudes across the globe. From way back in the 1700s, 1800s up to now, or even before that.
The chickens have come home to roost in this shooting that took place in Dallas. Nevertheless, I got to preach peace. I got to believe in love. I got to believe in not picking up that gun, although he was trained by America. He was trained by the military to use that gun. And he used it
against them as well.
Yeah.
We hate it for the families of those children who had the fathers that was lost, or whatever. You know, we hate that for them. And who wants that in any day of our lives? They didn't wake up thinking that was going to happen to them and their families, whatever. Yeah. But in the same token, these same officers are the heroes to their kids and all these family members, or whatever. Not even knowing that your father's out there doing, I mean, the worst. But they come home with this other face on, and it's like our hero. Hey, my dad's a cop. But the whole time, your dad killed somebody. Not telling how many other people. So it's sad.
Yeah, it's we definitely have to reconfigure our police departments. That's got to be done. And learn anger management, bonobo style. You know, that's my segue. Yeah. Okay. Anger management, bonobo style involves a lot of things. It involves listening. It involves, you know, empathy. It involves sharing, resource sharing, inclusivity. It involves so many things. But one thing that is very entertaining is sex.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
It brightens up everything. Just turns it up. Yeah. More notches.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and female empowerment. Did I mention that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Give it
bonobo,
up to the females.
Bonobo culture is all about female empowerment. Yeah. And I got to believe in that. I got to believe that
is going
to help.
You know what I like about that, though, is that the women, it doesn't seem like from the impression that I got, it's not like they're dominating over them. It's like they're just keeping the peace.
Right. And and they do a little dominating. But, you know, the boys are bigger and they have fangs. So the females, their way of dominating has to involve seduction. It has to.
We need that.
And it involves a little bit of solidarity. The women stick together. The females stick together. So that solidarity is very important. We here in Bonoboville, we're trying to move our little corner of humanity.
No, you're not trying. You're doing.
Corner.
You're not trying. You're doing.
Thanks to you.
Correct. Yeah, you're doing. We don't try in Bonobo. We don't try LA Talk Live. We do. Because, look at Bonobo. It's been here. They didn't try to put it together. They put it together. They did it.
Yeah, so we didn't try to put it together every Saturday night. And And so we're gonna put together some fun tonight, I think, with our featured guest, Savannah. Your Savannah on Twitter. Savannah Fire.
Savannah Fire.
And, oh, my goddess.
Beautiful skin.
You know, I think that she's going to put out some fires with some holy water.
Some squirt.
Yeah. Holy water. Okay. Yeah, so, but first, I think we should do a little ritual kind of segue. We only have 3 minutes, so we're going to do Bonoboville Communion. Hey, Jake, can you pour me some? I think you're an agua girl, or would you rather have Ron DeJeremy down your throat?
Agua.
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 Okay.
I don't want Ron Jeremy down my throat.
No. I should have known. right. Okay. Okay, so here. You are pouring a couple of them, right? Yeah, well, maybe three. I don't know.
For me?
No. Okay. You're just getting one. I don't know. Is everybody?
One is good.
It's a party.
I think we're going to have a few, maybe. And we found a fresh bottle of agua, cocoa leaf liquor. So, we. Okay.
Threesome.
So now you are our guest. So I usually have an altar girl, but I don't really tonight.
I can do it.
You can do it. But I mean, but you should.
What do I need to do? Do I need to get naked?
Yeah, that would be a good way to be an altar girl.
There you go. You
will you?
Sure. You should too. Yeah. Go ahead. There you go.
And here she is.
Very nice. Ooh la la.
Savannah.
What do you say? What do you say?
And the fires are burning. The fires
are burning. The embers are
definitely flaming.
Eco, you're next.
All right. Well, that's looking good. Okay, so
birthday
now
suit is best suit.
I guess I
with the salt.
Have the salt. I am the high priestess.
Salt girl.
Of the salt, and you actually are ready to be an altar, but I feel as though you should kind of take communion off of someone. Now, Jackie is offering her tit very, very blatantly. So, would you like to take it off of there? Yes. All right. So, Jackie, come forward into this area.
You have too many clothes on, Jackie.
Maybe you should just take all of that off.
Just.
Yeah, it's in the way, huh?
The camera's that way. Ikor, you have too many clothes on, too.
Yeah, I'm going to have to remove my.
Well, Jake is really, you know.
I'm cracking the whip over
along.
Here. I'm getting things done.
Yeah.
We're progressive.
I kind of think you should take your shirt off.
I will do that after.
Well, how about.
One thing
if
at a time.
Savannah helps you take your shirt off.
She can come over here and take it off.
Could you take his shirt off just so he gets it off right away?
Oh, there we go.
Ah.
Well, I have a lovely view right here.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, Jake, thanks for blocking my view, Jake. Thanks for blocking my view, Jake.
Yes. Nice.
Nice.
And. All right. Well,
that was fun.
We got half of his clothing off so far.
We'll get there. Take things slow, baby.
So, let's see. So we have your agua here, and I will give you your agua in a moment. But first, you lick the altar. This is the altar. Yes. She is offering up her boobies.
Yeah, okay.
And
oh, that's nice.
Now we salt the altar. And you lick that. You lick the salt up.
Susie, what's going on over there?
I am trying to get this going here. Mm. And now you lean back. My lap. Whoops. Actually, maybe you should just drink it. Just drink it. Yes.
Knock them back.
you can just
ooh, tasty.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
And
she's been laid.
Hey,
she's been officially
laid. Right. You just got laid.
The Dr. Susan Block Show.
Mm. Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
How about that?
Very good.
Yeah. And your glass. And your shot glass.
Mm. And yeah, you got glasses to match your lay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Styling.
And
you look wonderful.
At this beautifully soft pubic area. Very, very nice. Mm. Bush.
Nice
bush. Yes,
beautiful.
Absolutely.
Fire in a hole.
You look like an island girl with your wreath and your pubic mound, the mound of Venus. And here's, I was going to give you the Hitachi to speak into, but. Yeah. But I'll give you the microphone instead. Mm. And I think we are going to have to take
a break,
brothers and sisters.
Hello.
So, how are you feeling?
Good.
Good. Okay. So we're going to have more Bonoboville Communion, and we're going to have a squirt
for peace.
In honor of, peace. Squirt for peace. Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
I'm all for that.
Yeah,
that's the way
squirt
things
for
should
the Bonobo way. Squirt for peace.
Damp
and
down
more.
The fires.
So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Right back.
I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much, which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read the Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot, Ryan Fastidious.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath.
So
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating masturbation month.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines. Ding dong dong. Princesse en français.
Oui.
Oui. Princesse, vas-y.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. You're a wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
an orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston. And let's we have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, we're gonna go, we're gonna go, we're gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God! Oh! Whoa! Whoa! Oh!
Don't let her fall over.
Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
There is a Sibian here that's not being used.
We are back. You are certainly welcome to sit on it, but you have to take your jeans off.
I can hear you.
We don't want you wearing jeans on
that
Sibian.
No, it had to be turned on.
Okay. So we are back.
I'm always turned on.
This is the Dr. Susan Block Show. And yeah, he's got to take his shirt off. That would be, of course... Ikor, the wolf, he's taking it off himself. It must be really hot. And it is really hot tonight. That's correct. In more ways than one. And Savannah Fire is in the house. Ooh. Okay. And don't sit on my phone or it'll take a picture of your ass.
butt calls.
Yeah.
Oh, so that wouldn't be bad.
Let's call the last person you called.
So so we have a big towel here. Do you feel a need to sit on a towel?
Probably, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we...
Test.
Maybe the darker one. Or we could have two. Do you think...
I have my voice back.
What are you doing over there?
Have your voice.
They kept me really quiet during the first segment.
You're brewing some trouble over there?
Let
the thoughts conjure up.
Actually, let's
whispering?
Put the other one down.
Let the thoughts conjure up.
I don't want them to know I'm talking.
And double it
Who?
Up. Correct.
The people in your head? You like to watch. I like to watch, too.
Well, you're in luck, because there's going to be something to watch.
Yes. Uh-oh, the towels.
Yes, towels.
Yeah, first-hand experience.
This is a towel display here on... The Dr. Susan Block Show, live from Bonoboville.
You can have these fine towels by going to our website.
Yes.
Towels provided by upstairs.
And actually, these actual towels will be available on the website.
On the website.
I'm taking one of these
allergen
towels.
Allergen-free.
And a fire juice. Totally. Fire juice all over it. Call it Sapphire.
Wait, can we sell them?
Sapphire juice.
Yeah, seriously. It has an embroidery, whatever you want.
Put it on the Bonobo site and sell it.
All right, so we're here.
Hey, if they can sell guns, we can sell towels.
That's right.
Tell them, Max. Just tell them.
Usually I like the phrase cocks, not glocks.
Loaded ones.
Cocks, not glocks. But
oh, that's brilliant.
Cocks, not glocks. That is actually a movement in Texas. Because
is it really?
People are carrying dildos.
What part of Texas?
Oh, yeah, right.
In their backpacks. The part of Texas that wants to make it legal to carry guns in school.
That's very surprising coming out of Texas.
There was a post earlier on Facebook. They had for black men that where put the you put your driver's license in the window on the side window and your birth certificate, your social security card, so we'd be able to keep our hands on the steering wheel the whole time. So everything is right there that you need, right there. So everybody you see driving with that on their windows, you don't leave us alone. It's right there.
And you know, they'll actually be able to do that with technology. You have all your shit in the window.
In the window, they just scan it.
You never have to open
it. Okay,
there we go. It's fucking bulletproof.
Scan it from across the other side of the freeway.
Right. There will be a way to get past this big bump in the road here. But
there's going to be a way.
How many more years?
All right, and we're going to get past this big bump in the road.
We're going
to
squirt for peace.
Thing. We're going to squirt for peace. I think this is an important element of peace is pleasure. Peace through pleasure. That's what the bonobos teach us, is peace through pleasure. Yes. And Savannah is really quite a bonobo-esque young
she's
lady.
She's a piece of pleasure.
Yeah.
She's a
That's one way of putting it.
Make love, not war.
She's a fan of Chris Ryan and Sex at Dawn.
Make love and more love.
The bonobo way. So here she is. And and we have various implements here.
Very,
hope everybody got a
good Yeah, that was awesome. Boob. Who was that? Yeah, it's my guy over there. It's my man.
So what position do you like to be in? Do you want to lean back against one of the bonobos
back.
Here?
Lean
I can,
back.
Like, drink this,
lean
right?
Lean back.
Yoshi. Hey.
I Yoshi. Love it.
Drink it all in.
Yoshi.
Okay, so you can just lean back.
Do you do shout-outs over there? Your mic's still on.
Lean back.
If you need a hand, just let me know.
No doubt. Or two.
All right.
Whatever.
I lost my toy.
Oh, your toy. No. I have all your toys.
Oh, Dr. Block has you covered.
She's on it. She is on it.
She has you covered, baby.
Champagne, right?
Okay. So here's...
Max, your mic's still on.
This guy is...
Max, you're hot.
You are high.
You're hot.
And do you want to, spread the legs apart?
That's lovely.
Yes, very lovely.
Actually, I can hold one ankle.
I can hold a foot. I can hold a foot. How about that?
I don't know. Do you like to have your feet held, or do you want to be free?
I'd like to be free.
Okay, you be free.
Be free.
Fly free,
honey. No slavery here.
Okay.
That's what the country's all about. Free.
That's freedom. Right. God damn it.
Freedom.
Do we have a condom?
I have a condom.
We have a condom.
All right.
It's very lubey.
Let's wrap it up.
Savannah Fire.
I mean, we have other less lubey condoms.
Lube is good.
Lube is good.
Lube is
See?
Always good.
I mean, when you're using a condom... It is good. If you're in a very juicy pussy, You don't need it.
You don't need
it. Mine's pretty juicy, though.
Yeah.
I'll say that again.
Well,
but we are
how do you know?
Practicing safe sex.
Emphasis on juicy.
And this is such a beautiful pussy we have here. Yes.
Just put it across Dr. Black.
Beautiful, beautiful pussy. Really, yeah, you can do that. I don't have to hold it. I could stroke it, though.
Yeah.
Right. And look at that beautiful pussy. Mm-hmm.
Where'd it go?
Oh, yeah. And it's very lubey. It's going in and out. Where is that mic? I just have that over here, but I don't want the wire to go across your body. So it'll go under your body. There we go. And
give it a little slack. Yeah, things can get a little tight.
She is now
this
going to.
Is art, folks. This is art.
So you are a G-spot stimulator when it comes to...
She's going to squirt some piece.
I am.
Right, right. Some
I
people
was
do
surprised
it
happened before without...
This is how you do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The G-spot exists, and we're going to prove it right now.
Yeah. We're explorers.
That's the only way, is the G-spot.
We're sexual explorers.
Well, there are people that squirt from... Clitoral stimulation, clitoral stimulation, but it's almost like their G-spot comes out of their pussy. Yeah. I've seen Annie Body do it that way. She slaps her pussy, but you know, you do it the way you're doing it, girl.
Yeah, she get into mm-hmm. it.
You are doing it.
She
you are
it.
Certainly.
I started to see her face,
whether she squirts or not, this is quite a show.
Well, I'll definitely squirt.
Okay. Well, beautiful.
I like that confidence.
Do you need us? Is there anything that you need, like for us to be silent and just watch you, or for you to get into your zone?
Do you need a water?
No,
I'm the bartender.
Really.
Okay, so we don't want to talk to you and break
I
your.
I just
your
do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty.
Do you
used
need
to
any
it.
Water sometimes?
Yeah,
because
I'm the bartender. I could totally help you out with fluids.
Water probably helps. I drank. A little
right.
bit of water.
Could you guys let her
but
do
I'm
this?
Good.
She's good.
Let the girl masturbate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Ask
that's
questions
ask
later.
I'm sorry, I'm so inquisitive.
Let's just be quiet and let her go to work.
You, I don't have a vagina. I don't know.
Is there something we could say or hum?
There's a piece of hair. Here. Get that off of
you. I'm going to get the hair. Yeah, I'm going to. I'm the makeup artist, and I'm going to get your pussy completely clean of the extra. Oh. Yeah, oh, it's getting very juicy. I must say that is some juice there.
Oh, my God.
I'm ovulating.
All right. Oh. Good time of month, brothers and sisters. Good time for the holy water. Yes,
ovulating.
The Amrita is what the tantrics call it. Amrita.
Are we in a splash zone?
Yes. Now, your shoes are probably going to get wet.
Do not make her laugh, please.
Whoa. Yeah.
If she's going to squirt, you should move her shoes.
Yes.
Down
can
there.
Can someone move her shoes so they don't
wet.
Get all wet? Thank you. Thank you, Max. Yes, I was just thinking that.
I'm watching out for her.
Yeah. I'm just watching her. Oh, yeah. She's not making a lot of sounds, but that's okay. Watching this beautiful pussy just envelop this glass.
Warming up.
Warming up is good.
Stay close, cameras.
It's warming the fires. This is what we call
don't get too far from the scene.
Fire. Yeah.
Oh, she's beautiful. Her, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, beautiful. Sound is happening.
Oh, God.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh, yes. Oh, so good. Yes. Oh, Savannah Fire. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, squirting.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Hallelujah. It's holy water.
Yes.
Holy water, brothers and sisters.
Great.
Let's give a big hand to Savannah Fire.
Lay down your guns and get your
goblets up. Yeah, we definitely needed the two towel seating arrangement.
Soak through.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Very fragrant. So we know it's not urine, by the way, because she did pee just beforehand. Here's your mic.
No, yeah, it's not urine.
It's definitely not.
And also you can smell it. There's the smell test.
You can certainly taste the difference,
yeah,
too.
We can bring
it out
of
your mouth. We have an expert in the audience.
Wow. That's great. Look at how beautifully flushed she is.
Ooh, it's warm in here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, was that an orgasmic release for you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, all right. Let's hit it for another hand. Ooh, beautiful. Nice. Well, that's so groovy. You know, before we kind of get into saying goodbyes and stuff, and another little request I might have, but I want to say hi to this couple that's here tonight.
Oh,
and
they need masks.
Yeah, well, they could just be on audio or something.
Oh, okay. They
could
do that.
Or masks. We could. You could put on a mask. Would you like to put on a mask?
Oh, you have two masks.
I have two, yeah.
You look like twins. They're both the same. Where's the other one?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's a mask. And they are Lucy and Edgar.
Your first time here?
Yeah, and they're on their first time here. Yeah. Oh, he's wearing his own mask. He brought his own mask. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead up there.
And Sky, did you want to wear a mask too? Or do you know, Sky doesn't need to. Oh, okay. So they are actually political operatives, which is why they have to wear a mask.
You can just go right this way here.
They can, yeah, you
somebody
can
will give
right
you a microphone
here.
Right this way. Watch your step. We have no insurance.
Oh. Oh. Sit down on one of the chairs.
You tell them you have insurance, they'll sue you.
Together. Maybe you could sit over there. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so you're an innocent couple.
Walking down
the street. And, okay, is there a
Make sure
on?
Their mic is on. What number is that? Does it have a number, a color?
Purple and gray.
Purple and gray. Purple?
It's on.
It's on. Okay. Speak again.
Speak.
So
speak.
Hello.
Oh, all right. Okay. There you go.
So you came with some people that, you know, they brought you here, and what is your impression of Bonoboville?
I love it.
It's a beautiful place.
Thank you. And you knew about bonobos before you came here.
Of course.
You told us you
of
were
course.
Big bonobo
that,
fans.
That is my bucket list, to go and visit a bonobo preservation, maybe someday in Africa.
Yeah.
Because I really believe that we do have so much to learn from them.
We do. Have you been to the zoo? The San Diego Zoo?
Yes, I have
Did
been.
Did you see them there?
Yes.
Well, because they're pretty cool there, and they need a lot of love from bonobo sapiens like you.
Yes. And I went there with my children, and I had to explain certain things.
There you go.
That were happening.
It does.
Oh, yes.
They come up.
Of course.
Exactly. Because the bonobos are doing it, even
and
at
it's
the zoo.
So normal for them,
right.
And so natural, and it was, kind of.
Just like for us.
It is for us.
Right. Mm-hmm. So do your kids know where you are tonight?
They probably suspect.
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
They won't find this on the internet, probably. They won't find you located.
Yeah, right. They know
it's
the funny mask,
the
and that's Dad's regular mask anyway. So, okay. Cool. Well, I'm hoping, we kind of don't have a lot of time, but maybe you want to do Bonoboville Communion, maybe not on camera, but, you know, you could do it somewhere. What do you think? Do you think that's a good ritual for you?
Sure. Yeah. I'm always open to it.
Yeah.
You know, why not?
Yeah. Lick the salt.
Right.
Take the drink. Right. Okay. And so, did you have any questions about squirting? Do you know about, do you squirt?
Yes.
I have tried it for many, many times, and I could say that probably I have squirted, but not where I would love it to be.
not where you can just do it on command.
No, no,
like our,
but not.
She's a professional, right?
Well, you know, it always happened to me during sex, and then I couldn't figure out how to do it on my own, and I don't know what happened. I think it was a girl that I webcam with, and she had this technique that, and I squirted so fast. I'm like, I need to try that, and it seemed to work for me.
Yeah, I have no problem with the G-spot and feeling it, but the actual squirting, sometimes it happens and sometimes it does not.
Well, that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine. You know, I mean, you let it happen, you keep the towel handy, and, you know, I have it happen most often when I'm in hotel rooms and I know someone else is going to clean up. Yeah. So, you know, we're almost out of time for this show, and it's been a really amazing kind of back and forth between politics and hot sex, and I kind of feel like, you know, the birthday boy who fumbled out of singing a song last time and got a spanking for that.
I did perform. I did.
Okay, but wait.
I did do a song.
You did do a song.
Did We Are One.
Okay.
He did.
Oh, you did We Are One.
That's
okay. Okay, then you got to do one more time. Right. I don't know. We should have one more song, right?
Look how she shake that thing.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good one. That's a good one too.
Tell them go ahead and play.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you know how to twerk?
I do.
You do.
Oh, that's perfect.
Perfect.
Yo, Abe.
Abe.
Do you know how to twerk? You got
my. All right.
Abe, you got me?
Hit it.
You gotta get up. Get my club banger. She bad.
That's right.
She bad.
She bad.
That's how I start off.
She's really good.
Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hey. Hello,
check 1212. This is for all the club. This is a club banger for all the people that like to go out and party and twerk and, you know, the strippers that like to get on that pole. There we go. Can we get some volume to it?
Yeah.
There we go. Can we get some more?
A little more.
Yes. There we go. A little bit more.
A little more.
Yo, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang.
Twerk,
look
baby.
How she drop it low. Yeah, some better can go. Oh, look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Some more volume, please. Yeah, there we go. She got me watching like we stalking, but in a smooth way, she made me say, damn. Kick like jam 10 times.
Wow.
Add it up to a dollar.
She is shaking that thing.
What up, though? Just to make my presence known. I'm a wolf. I'm roaming and I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way you move that thing. Shake that thing. Make it bang. The whole room shake from an ass quake. Damn, you got that pop that steal the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she's shaking it. Back that thing up like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it turn. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, the better can go. Come on, look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, the better can go.
Condoms
Bobby
are dropping.
And look at her pop. That thing, bang.
Butts are popping.
Got to steal the show. Oh, we up in Renovo. Yeah, they showing me love, dub after dub. With a freaky lap dance, clapped hands with a man. I don't even know, but this life is so. That deal, she ill. She said to keep your bills. Strap on, hold on real tight to these thighs and ride this thrill. I'm in it for the whole night. So give it to me, let me have it. No static dub, that is 1 minute club right here. Yes, sir. I ain't lying, I'm blind. She got it like that. She bad. Look how she shakes that.
Is
that
money in there?
Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, step down and can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, step back and go. Don't stop. Cause you got me turned by the way you pop. And the way you pop, you got me hot. So don't stop. Go work that body. Work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody. Cause everybody watching her do her thing. Shake that thing. Make it bang. 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 I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way she shakes her ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yes, she kind of money. Come on, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Ooh, that girl can go through. be taking it while she's shaking.
Yeah.
That thing. Oh, like.
Bonobo Mill Dollars.
Me. She bad. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it pain. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, the band can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Clap, y'all. Look how she move that. Come on, y'all. Look how she make it pain. Yeah, the no bow. Yeah. The no bow. Come on, everybody say it with me. The no bow. Come on. Come on.
She bad.
I can't hear y'all. Where we at?
She
bad. Where we at?
Bonobo.
Where we at?
Bonobo.
Where we at?
Bonobo.
Oh, yeah.
Ikor the Wolf. And Savannah.
She bad. The block is bad.
Very bad.
Mm. Make it rain on her.
Right, you made a little money here. Yeah.
How about that?
Wow.
Give it up for Savannah. Fire.
That was very hot.
The stage is.
All right. So, yeah, we've gone from the summer of blood to the summer of love. I think we're here. We've got to make it happen in our own world because, you know, the revolution starts with you and with me and with us. And that's what it's all about. And with her, certainly. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, there's something going on there.
All right.
Is that
so
a revolution?
Soon, I believe you are going to be able to have telephone sex therapy and webcam sex therapy through the Dr. Susan Block Institute with Savannah.
Yeah. And Savannah's going to show you exactly how everything works.
Yeah.
Where you put it, how you touch it.
Because you know, might need to know.
It's very educational.
Very educational. And
none of this
you can
white
do it
coat shit. We you know?
Privately.
We saw you.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited about that. And in the meantime, where do we find you? On Twitter at Your Savannah, right?
Yes.
Anywhere else?
At Your Savannah.
Yeah, that's a good place. Okay. And Jackie Blue is TS Jackie on Twitter. And Jake is, you can't find Jake.
I know.
Jake,
you can only find Jake in Bonoboville.
Jake,
that
Jake.
Is it. And Ikor the Wolf is everywhere.
You can just fit me, which is Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Fit Ikor, Ikkor.
And we can't say where the couple is because they're incognito.
Anonymous.com.
Okay. And I want to give a hand to our girl, Miss Onobo. Who is going to be going. And she's been doing a great job.
We're going to miss you.
Here in Bonoboville. Yeah, so take a bow. Yeah. Take a bow.
Take a bow. See?
Here she is. The graceful.
Very good
photographer.
Wonderful stuff.
Yeah. And social media gal, Miss Onobo. All right. So anybody else want to say anything?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
It's
okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Go ahead.
Stop the violence.
Yeah.
Stop the violence.
That's it.
It's turning into killing fields. The killing fields.
Yeah.
Mm. Stop the hatred.
And stop the hatred.
What begets the
and stop the nonsense. Stop the killing. Stop the killing.
That's the main thing. You know, if you got some hate in your heart, go to therapy, for God's sake. You know, we all have some hate.
Go to Dr. Block.
Work it out.
The war on pornography, the war on this, the war on that.
You're not hopeless just because you hate. You can have a little hate. Just don't kill anybody, okay? That's the main thing, you know. And police... Come on, guys.
No, the funny part about it is they got to be really stupid because everybody's got these phones and these cameras.
Yeah.
So
I think they're getting
the days where nobody saw this and they could lie and tell all these bullshit stories, that's gone, guys. That's totally gone. And the reality of it is there's not one bad apple in the barrel. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of bad apples. In the barrel.
Lots of them.
Okay?
Yeah.
And the police, whether it's here or wherever, this is an occupation army that we have here. This is not a police department. 20,000?
And equipped
and then
with
sheriffs?
Tanks.
And
all this military equipment, you know, it's freaking people out, guys, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of.
And if you don't stop the killing, whether it's in other countries or here on the streets of our own country, people are going to get upset. I'm telling you.
People are upset. Yeah.
People are going to get upset.
And we're trying to keep people peaceful. We are trying, and we believe in it. But, you know, some people aren't that way, and you've armed them. So, you know, watch out.
Watch out.
Watch out. Watch out. But, you know, don't be so trigger happy. Not everybody wants to kill you.
Don't be so in fear. Don't be so in fear.
At night, everybody has to go home. The cop has to go home.
Right. Everybody wants
to go. And the guy that got stopped has to go home.
Exactly.
You can't execute a black man by trial and jury and judgment by one white guy who's fucking shooting you. Mm. That has nothing to do with democracy. That has everything to do with fascism and hoodlism.
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 That's hooliganism.
Oh, hoodlism.
I think you mean.
I can't even
that's
say
that's some
it.
Old-fashioned word right there. Hooliganism.
Yeah. Celebrate.
Yeah. So, you know, these guys are RICO. These guys are an organized mafia.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt.
And we need to take them out nicely. Vote them out. Take them out.
Vote them out.
Get rid of them. You know,
yeah.
Don't ever give them a chance to do this again. They fucked up the last time. I'm sorry, if you're a Republican, you might as well leave the room.
They need to start having like million-dollar policies on those officers so that if any event that these things happen, they'll be able to compensate these families as well, you know, through those insurance policies, taking care of those families, of these victims.
And
they don't have any insurance on them like that. That's why
Obama
so
said,
much.
As tough, as hard, as depressing as the loss of life was this week, we have a foundation to build on. We just have to have confidence that we can build on the better angels of our nature. And I call these better angels our bonobo side, you know? Because, you know, certainly it is natural at this point to react in violent ways to the violence. But we do have to call upon our better side, and that is our bonobo side, and it is just as natural as the side that wants to lash out and to hurt.
And we don't want to get to the point where people have to be so afraid of the police that they fear for their life and shoot first.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Well,
because if we keep doing this, that's what's going to happen.
No, because we already there. We've been there. Every time we drive, whatever, you know, we even with license and insurance and everything, we still pulling up in gas stations just to just go. So I don't have to deal with this, you know. They can be two cars up, two cars back on the other side of the street, you know. It's ridiculous.
Take it back.
Take it back with action and not
just
like
the French
prayer.
Have a fucking revolution. And get rid of the king's police.
Believe it.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay, I think we're just about done. Or
done.
Did you have
we're done.
More,
we're done.
More bloviating?
We're done.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I mean, the bottom line here, let's turn the summer blood into a summer of love. Let's make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
I love you.
All right, Doc. Thank you. Hey, Bonoboville, Bonoboville, California. See you next week. Thanks for having us in your lovely home. Take care.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9000. 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.